Okay, we'll talk about the actual game first before we get on to a couple of other aspects. Mostly frustrating being beaten, obviously, by a team who we should be beating, if we're being honest.
No, I mean, people say that all the time. I hear it too many times about you should be beating these teams. It doesn't work like that. That's not the way football is. You go out there and you earn the right. And today in that first half, we didn't do that. And Stafford Rangers did, and good luck to them for that. You know, so be beating teams like this. Yeah, I suppose if we had done the things that we should do, then you'd expect to. You know, unless it's one of them occasions where you're unlucky, and you know, you could within that second half, you could probably say that we were unlucky in certain aspects. But that first half performance isn't acceptable for an FC United player.
And because the goals, I mean, it was two, again, sloppy goals. We shouldn't really should we keep playing?
The whole of the first half was sloppy. Everything about it. Quality wasn't there. Decision making was poor. Work rate. Aggression wasn't. No aggression whatsoever. Absolutely no aggression whatsoever. So
we commented it looked slow paced.
Yeah. And you know, we talk to the players all the time about moving the ball quickly. You know, not being patient. You know, patience and pace of a game they're totally different things.
Yeah.
They're totally different things. And you know, we need to keep banging on with that message because when we tried to up the pace in the first half, it was just a case of panicking, really, and decision making, shooting from ridiculous positions, crossing balls into areas where there was nobody there, you know, trying to throw the ball through a high of a needle instead of just finding the red shirt and moving to support it.
Having said that, though, on another day, you know, a couple of kicks off the line, missed a penalty, it would work and what have you. It could be a different story with a bit more luck, if you like.
Yeah, but
you make your own.
Luck in certain aspects, on another day. But I'm going to go back to that first half performance. That's not acceptable. You know, so you know, the players have been made aware, and they'll continue to be made aware of what's required. You know, and if we take everything out of the equation, and we don't talk about idiots that turn up here in whatever guise and
black. That was going to be my next question.
Officiate on a game that, you know, all you want is fair, honest decisions and just absolutely nonsensical.
Should we talk about the penalty?
Well, it's a penalty. He's the lad's last man. Norton's gone round him, and he's given me a yellow card. And then in the final minute, I don't know if you've seen it, we've got a ball that's screaming into the net, and the lad who shouldn't be on the pitch is the lad who's heading
away.
And also, there's a second penalty.
Well, on Norton, he was bundled in the back,
He's bundled in the back. He's taken out at waist high, but he's not going to give it. He's not going to be giving decisions like that. There was one in the second half where Mike Norton's coming back from an offside position, ball been played through, Ben Deegan's miles through on goal, and he calls it back.
And then he gives Norton a yellow card as well.
Yep.
For a so-called dive.
You can't speak to him. When you do speak to him, they just make excuses to make them, you know, go home and justify to themselves that they've done their job.
They've done it right.
Whereas bottling big decisions, you know, it's cost as a result, but I go back to what was first said.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. And Tuesday, are you looking at playing the strong team again and continuing?
Anybody in that dressing room should be worth a place in the team. If they're not, then they shouldn't be here. So I'll pick the team accordingly and in line with that. You know, if they need a reminder of what's needed, then I'm certainly not going to be holding back. If I need to swing an axe, then I'm going to be swinging axes.
Okay, cheers, Scott.